Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going? How do, huh?
You alright?
How do?
How do? Well, you're a cowboy now? Yeah, I do, cowboy.
I am.
You are a fucking cowboy.
Okay, a person who calls himself One Direction Mahan asks us, if your life was a book, would you rather read it or write it?
Write
it. Ooh.
Neither of them.
Read it. I'd like to read it. Be cute. It's an interesting
someone
question.
Someone else writing for you, though.
Yeah.
Someone that doesn't like
you. Oh, fuck. Like you. Yeah. You writing my story.
I'd make a bollocks of that.
Oh, it'd be interesting, though.
Like, the Joe fella didn't open the truck. And he told us he was going to.
It'd be interesting to hear somebody else's perspective on one's life.
I'd love Stephen King to write mine.
Would you trust him?
Stephen King?
To get the soul of Darren Conway.
Trust him with me fucking life, man.
How much of The Shining have you read?
Like 2 pages.
Also.
That's more than I thought.
There you go.
The cover doesn't count.
Doesn't it?
I'd be interested to read because I'd know I'd have forgotten loads of interesting stuff.
I always thought it would be great that if when we die, when we go to heaven or whatever, there's like a video.
That was a simulation.
Well, when we take our headset off, then we get to kind of like look back at, Jesus, do you remember when you were 2 or something like that?
Yeah.
Whatever it might be, whatever comes next, it'd be great to just say, sit back for a few hours, like, bro, that was fucking mad. And then be like, hey, I played that when I was 2 and this mad thing happened there.
Isn't that a Black Mirror episode?
You can look back at your memories, yeah.
Everything is recorded and so you can.
And he sees him cheating on his girlfriend cheating on him.
Oh, he gets her memories after she dies. Is that Black Mirror or is it something else where you have access to all the good memories and then people get addicted to it and don't want to leave?
I think it might be a Black Mirror episode.
Is that not the Black Mirror episode where they're in space and what was it? One of them's like an artist.
Yeah.
Their bodies are on Earth, like. Oh no, but their one AI of them, bodies are on Earth, is it?
Yeah, but one of the AIs, they die. So your man's up there, he's trapped on the spaceship on his own, so your man loans him his AI body.
Yeah.
And then he goes into his body and falls in love with your man's wife.
And she's just not having a bar of it.
No, she is. She rides him, I think.
Does she?
Yeah. Because he's shown more interest in her than what the Aaron Paul character was.
That was a good one.
That was a fucking deadly one.
How did they think of it?
Anyway, read a book.
I'd write it.
Okay.
Because I'm great.
And then I'd read it.
Then I'd read it. Because I'm great. Then I'd throw it in the bin.
Next one's from Ben.
Ben?
Ben.
Is that Ben, like?
No, it's
Ben 10?
No, just Ben.
I thought it was Ben 10.
He says, all right, lads, and your man Joe.
Am I not a lad?
Ding.
Fuck Ben. Ben's a dick.
Don't insult the listeners.
He insulted me. Punch back. I'm allowed to hit back.
You're not allowed to say that back to the listeners.
He says, one of my favourite videos ever is the takeaway video when Joe McGook the Jocks is delivering and is 6 metres apart from Darren the Con Man.
Oh, yeah. The COVID one.
Your arse is out.
Yeah.
Not putting on a little show or something. What was it?
You'll have to pay me extra for that or something.
Ben's question is, would you rather have your takeaway arrive an hour later than the time it was meant to and be piping hot or arrive on time but be stone cold Steve Austin?
The Texas Rattlesnake. That's the first one. An hour late. Because they always are anyway, so.
An hour late, but that means it could be there in 2 hours. So say you're expecting 45 minutes and it's almost 2 hours. The film's almost finished.
If we order something,
how hungry you'll be.
If we order something and it gets to the house cold, I'll just heat it up in the microwave.
Stick it in the mic, that's what I'm thinking.
Scrape it into the bin.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a waste of food.
What? No, she'd scrape it into the bin.
Would you not eat it?
Oh yeah.
You're the bin. You're the dusty bin.
Like that. Yeah. No, she'd pick at it like, and she'd just be turned off by it because it's cold. And she hates using the microwave. Hates it. Hates heating up food in the microwave.
Why?
Fucking don't know.
Stick it in the air fryer.
You never asked.
She just doesn't. Just take away stuff. She just doesn't like heating it up.
Alright. So, what are you going with?
What was the thing again?
Two hours late but hot.
Yeah.
I'd go with early but cold and just stick it in the mic.
Do you remember last week we got word from Jessica, who told us about her boyfriend Gavin's
running around.
Yeah. He did 10 5k laps of Ballymun.
Yeah, I remember it well.
Well, that's how she told it.
Oh.
Yep. So Gavin has been in touch. Says, all right, lads. He says, let me start by setting the record straight at Jessica's incorrect facts. He adds, her and Joe will get on well together. It was not a 5K loop around Ballymun 10 times, but in fact, a 10K loop around Ballymun 5 times.
Ah, easy mistake.
So there you go.
Is that he all?
Done, but 10K is a long run. That's what, I think that's more impressive than doing 10 5Ks.
Yeah, Gavin says, it's strange that Jessica is emailing the podcast because she wasn't a fan until she went to the Vicar Street show and she couldn't get the references and was lost. But she had a great time.
FOMO.
There you go.
And she's never seen the snapper.
That's fine. Show you anyway. The van is... Watch the van.
Show you anyway.
Jack tells us, he says he's been a fan of the podcast since the very start. Love listening every week. I saw Joe leaving the Three Arena on Saturday after Bellator, shadow boxing his way to the Lewis with his two pals. Brackets, I noticed he didn't pay for his ticket either. Yeah. It got me thinking after watching the fight, does Joe still fancy his chances of making it the distance with an actual MMA fighter?
I mean...
He said while he watched your shadow boxing...
Were you? No, after that, you'd be fucking...
You look like Bambi on ice, he said.
Oh, he wasn't shadow boxing. I was proper boxing. I was like, anyone come near me, I'll get it. And we didn't get the Lewis either, so... I don't know how much I can trust this fella.
There's lots of people out there pretending to see you at events doing shady shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's part true. I feel like they see me at shit, but then...
Makes some shit up.
That's where the truth ends.
Long may it continue, I say. So what have we had? Falling on his arse while trying to climb a fence.
And the guards escorting him out.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
And this one is, what you just said. What's next, eh?
I feel like it's the boy who cried wolf. Like,
can't wait for Taylor Swift.
Oh, no. What happens at Tay Tay Tay?
Joe at Taylor Swift selling a load of cowboy hats got fucked out. No, Garda came and everything.
Right, next one from Connor. He says to qualify for inclusion, he has some abuse for you.
Oh, good.
Brilliant, yeah. I'll dig
he just says,
on.
Darren, is everything all right between us?
Is that all?
That's all he says.
Ah, yeah, of course.
Who sent this in?
Connor.
Well, I'm not the saying I dig the head up.
Is everything all right between you and me?
Everything all right between... Ah, are we a Connor? Is that Connor?
I can only assume it's Connor from Free Gaff.
So here's his question. He says, if you could only wear a suit made entirely of live, gently buzzing bees for one whole day, what would be the first place you'd visit and how would you explain your outfit to people? I mean, he doesn't explain the outfit here, so... Connor doesn't tell us why you're wearing this suit of bees.
That's a proper... Yeah, that's true. That's a proper OG starlet listener question.
Yeah. That sounds nice. If you could guarantee the bees wouldn't sting you, that sounds really nice.
I don't think
nice
they would cozy sting you. Yeah.
A bit fluffy or something as well.
Vibrating and everything.
Warm. Fuzzy.
Probably feel nice down... Down.
On your toes, yeah.
You're wearing it there, like, you know what I mean? Let's not fool ourselves into thinking... That, you know,
well, I mean, a suit.
So
you
where
wear a shirt, and
where would you wear it, and how would you explain it?
Yeah, where's the first place? Where's the first place you'd go while you're wearing it, and when you get there, how do you explain it?
Go to Petmania.
How do you explain it to them? What do you say to the owner?
Did you ever see that film with Nicolas Cage in it, where all the bees come and sting him at the end? The Witcher, is it? No, that's a program. What's that one called? Is it the bees? Not the bees.
The Wicker Man.
The Wicker Man. I'd say I'm in the Wicker Man remake. And I'm just, they're just trialing out all the bait.
And they say, okay, what are you doing in here?
Give us a bit of pedigree for the dog, will you? Like, what do you think of that? Is that
why Petmania?
Petmania.
Why put Maxi's here or something?
Why a pet shop?
Well, fucking the first thing that came into my
head. All right, fair enough. Joe?
I'd go to Bray and I'd order a candy floss and then I'd just say, these fucking bees, I tell you, do you love the candy floss? And then people would be like, yeah, they do. There's nothing strange happening here. They do love candy floss, so. Then they'd buy it. They'd be like, yeah, that's, he's wearing bees.
Back because to the start of Connor's question and ask you, is everything all right between me and you?
Well, now that you're saying it, man. Now that you're saying it.
How would you explain yourself?
I'd say I spilled slush puppy all over me and they bleed and love the slush puppies. All over me. I'm a very messy eater. And so the bees are...
How else
bees,
do you explain it, you know? Fucking.
Just I'm minding my friend's bees. My friend is away for the weekend. I'm minding his bees. Yeah.
Where would you go? Where's the first place you go?
Swords Pavilions.
Your child's creche.
Imagine going to a creche
covered in bees. Get the fuck out of here.
I go to mass.
Because no one would be there.
Because I'd find a parish where there was, I'd get a good, you know, 12 o'clock Sunday mass. High chance of attendance. And walk in 5 minutes late.
Oh, I know where I'd go.
Because it'd all be quiet and the bees be buzzing away. So it'd be silent in there. And the priest is rabbiting on and you just go in and sit down on your creaky pew. And then the buzz just spreads around the church. And they're all going to stand on ceremony. They're not going to get up and, you know, upset God by running out in the middle.
They think it's like the locusts. What's that? They think it's...
There's so much possibilities here.
The end of
the day. I don't know why he's in Petmania anyway.
Oh, I have a better one now.
Go on.
I'd jump through your window at about 4 in the morning.
And go, Owen!
And I'd say, Owen! I'm covered in bees. But they're not stinging me and I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I say, how's the kids?
That would be weird.
And then after that, I go up the queue lock and I jump through your Ollie's window. And I go, ah, that monster.
That's the room with the woman in the corner.
Oh, I'm going in there.
He's afraid of the woman in the corner.
And then after that, I go to Petmania and get Frank a bit of pedigree chum.
Yeah, because you have to, can't forget the pedigree chum.
What would you do if I jumped through your window at 4 in the morning covered in bees?
Covered in bees? I said, the fuck is wrong with you, man? What's happening?
I fucking don't know, man. Just fucking woke up like this.
I mean, is his face covered? Would I recognise him? But is his face
free? I think it has to be.
Do you know what it'd look like?
What?
Do you know when Tom Hardy's Venom?
Yeah.
And he's changed the Venom and sometimes his face comes back and he says, are we?
Yeah.
He's just like that.
Okay.
But the bees would be all there and then I'll just, when I want to talk to you, I'll just go, what's going on?
Fuck's sake, Darren, what are you at the jumping through my window for?
Yeah, I think if I come down the stairs at 4 in the morning and you're standing there and sitting there, fuck it, the window's gone. I need to see your face or I'm probably going to go back up the stairs pretty quickly.
You'd hear all the buzzing.
Yeah, but I wouldn't automatically, that wouldn't answer my questions from upstairs. I'd hear the window break.
Would you be more concerned about your broken window or me covered in bees?
I don't know if I would have the presence of mind to rank my concerns in that exact moment.
It's a lot happening.
I'd be very concerned.
I'd be concerned.
Over the windows or the bees?
I'd be very concerned.
The man that's covered in bees and the window obviously as well. And just the whole situation would be quite terrifying, I would find.
You'd feel significantly reassured when you realised it was him though.
Slightly, but I'd be like, maybe even more concerned. I'd be like, how the fuck did this happen? Do you know what? I'd be looking for the camera. I'd be saying, what the fuck is going on here? Is this a sketch?
I'd think that straight away. I was just like, there's no cameras, man. They're waking up. I'm just covered in bees. In the first place, I thought I'd go was your gaff.
You've been talking about jumping through his window at 4 in the morning for a while now, so.
Yeah.
Every 10 episodes.
April was the last time.
What?
April was when you last.
How do you remember that?
because that was, I remember editing that on a day we were rehearsing for the live show. It was the only time I laughed all day.
Jumped through the window?
Yeah.
Covered in bass this time, though.
What the fuck, man? There you go.
Okay. Sorry, last one then from Mark. He just wanted us to know that he wants to give a little insight into Dublin bus drivers and the toilet breaks. Remember last week we were talking about
yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Mark is a bus driver. He says it's rare because bus drivers, as you can imagine, usually plan it very carefully. So they'll just go just before they board the bus. Or they'll stop the bus. They'll plan ahead and between routes they'll stop. So he says there's toilets at Houston. So he'll duck in there with
hold
the bus.
It out. Could be Borson.
He's going between places. I said the routes wouldn't be long enough. And he corrected me. He said there are some Dublin bus routes that are 2 hours long. Newcastle and Wicklow.
That doesn't fall under the €90 leap card fare, no?
Oh, no.
How much would that be?
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
I thought you could get anywhere in Dublin under 90 minutes. Didn't I say that?
They did say that. And that's false advertising.
And Mark, the bus driver, is a big fan of your bus sketch.
Yeah. A lot of fucking loads of people have said that lately.
And he says hoppable.
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 Robbed it.
Who am I asked to go to hoppable?
The internet robbed it.
The internet did rob it.
They did. They fucking did.
You know what you need to do?
Jump through that window. Covered in bass at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Jump through the internet's window.
They're like, what you do that for? You fucking robbed the sketch. Yeah, everyone out, just be careful because you never know when I'm going to jump through your window at 4 in the morning.
It can happen to
you. Bays or no bays, pal. You'll see.
Don't make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
The bays are actually inside me and they come out when I'm angry. That's how it fucking happened.
The dogs that shoot bees out of their mouth.
What? Grow up.
Call her a day there, will you? Wrap her up.
It's a day.
It is a day. It is a day. If you have any listener questions that you want to send in, send them to stale@goloudnow.com. We love them mad questions like the fucking bees and the bees and all that. The mad questions.
We love questions about bees.
Where are you going on your holiday? Let me know where you are going on your holidays. stale@goloudnow.com.
Actually, fucking, they will.
Yeah, I do.
They'll be like, I'm going to Spain.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to Albuferdi for my holidays and I don't know what to do over there. So if you have any tips on what to do in Albuferdi, give us a shout. stale@goloudnow.com. Give us a call on stale@goloudnow.com. That's Stala and go loud now.
Ring it, like.
Call it. Put that into your phone now. And Owen's laptop will start ringing.
Yeah, just don't do it at 4 in the morning.
Bye.